3 months on from the devastating floods in Pakistan, aid agencies are still dealing with cases of disease, especially outbreaks of malaria and dengue fever. Pakistan's Ministry of Health has reported more than 1,500 laboratory-confirmed cases of dengue fever, including 15 deaths. Health organizations say the floods, which submerged large areas of the country, likely contributed to the rise in cases of these diseases. Spokesperson for Pakistan with the International Committee of the Red Cross, Michael O'Brien, spoke to Lydia O'Kane from Islamabad about the health risks and their continuing work.
Certainly, at the start of the flood period, people were very concerned about the incidence of acute watery diarrhea and the likelihood that because water sources were contaminated, that there would be an epidemic. But in fact, while there were a substantial number of cases, it never turned into the epidemic that that was originally anticipated. But the focus now is more on mosquito-borne diseases, malaria and dengue fever, which are potentially capable of affecting a large number of people because of the amount of water that's lying, but also medical staff are concerned about issues with malnutrition. So I guess the focus has shifted a little bit since the start of the flooding.
With regard to your efforts continuing, obviously you are there, you're continuing your efforts even though it's not headline news. What exactly have you been up to since that time?
Sure, I guess since the flooding slipped from the headlines, the work continues, as you say. We're still providing a one-month food ration to a substantial number of people. We've now provided that to well over 600,000 people, plus non-food items like shelter items and household items to a slightly lesser number, about 375,000. We're still working with our Pakistan Red Crescent colleagues in the northwest of the country, and then in the areas which are still impacted by the flooding in Sindh and the Punjab and Balochistan. I guess the good news is that we've started to do some early recovery work. Last week we handed over a substantial amount of agricultural machinery for model farms, and that machinery will be managed by the provincial Ministry of Agriculture in the northwest and loaned to farmers to get their fields re-sown before the onset of winter. And we're also in the process of enhancing the early recovery by handing out seed, fertilizer and manual tools. So plenty of work still to do.
You talk about coming into a colder season. For people trying to return to a normal life, for people trying to return home, what efforts are being done to help them, especially as it's going to get colder?
Sure. That's certainly something that's felt more in the northwest where we're predominantly working than it is in the south where the temperatures are more moderate. There are a range of organisations who are trying to provide assistance to help people re-establish their lives. Our focus is really on re-establishing livelihood at the moment, as well as providing the services that we're still providing throughout for people who are affected by the fighting. I guess that's mostly forgotten. But trying to get a crop in the ground so that this long-term dependency can cease around about harvest time next April is a focus at the moment. And other organisations are also helping people with shelter and other requirements as the winter comes.
Just regarding the security situation at present, has it hampered or is it hampering your efforts?
We're always very concerned about security, because our staff need to get to where beneficiaries are working. But I think as far as the ICRC is concerned and our Pakistan Red Crescent colleagues, we're well known. We work in favour transparently of beneficiaries of the fighting and of the floods. We talk to everybody. So at the moment we're attentive to security issues, but we're not concerned that that's an overriding factor. Certainly the beneficiaries who need our help are the most important thing for us.